Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots. For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton.
He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Who's back?
Rob Gronkowski returned to game action Sunday at Sun Life Stadium. Last year in Miami, the Patriots were without Gronk and greatly struggled in the red area. This time, the problem was getting there. Gronk made his regular season debut with a touchdown and a spike that gave the offense momentum. However, that came to a halt in the second half. But despite the 33-20 loss, Gronk took substantial steps forward. And following the game, the only thing on his mind was less about his individual progression and more about the team's overall execution.
I mean, it feels great to play football again, to be out there with the team. And just being out there with your teammates. You win as a team, lose as a team.
And while it felt good to be back in the end zone with a touchdown and unleash his infamous spike, it was quickly overshadowed by the thunder that came from Miami's momentum.
Oh, it feels good to get the first one. And just a little slant, and Tom scrambled. And he scrambled and saw me going across the end zone. And he hit me on the pass. So just got to keep on improving.
Tom Brady fired at Gronk 11 times, but the duo only connected on 4 receptions, totaling 40 yards. Progress is gradual, and so far Gronk is doing that. This game marks another where he's recorded at least 1 reception in every game he's played and is looking to build on the progress and chemistry with his quarterback.
Definitely can improve every single time. I mean, that's what practice is for, and that's what playing the game is for. I know we haven't played together in a game in a while, but you can always improve in every area, and we'll definitely be working on that for sure.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.